Welcome to the Holiness Today podcast. On this episode, listen to Talmadge Johnson preach a short sermon on gratitude. Dr. Johnson served as the 33rd General Superintendent for the Church of the Nazarene. Before this, he was an evangelist, pastor, district superintendent, and global director of Sunday School Ministries, now Discipleship International. This recording was featured on the Layman's Tape Club in November of 1982.
Paul said, in everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Whatever happened to gratitude? Well, it's not a new problem. In the first Gallup, Lou Harris, NBC, ABC, CBS type poll that was ever taken, only 10% of the people were really thankful. I read to you an account here in the 17th chapter of Luke. 10 lepers came to Jesus, recognizing that he alone could meet their need. And they cried out and they said, "Have mercy on us." And the Bible says that he gave them certain instructions. Go show yourselves unto the priest. And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. All 10 lepers were cleansed. But the scripture says that one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. And Jesus answering said, "Were there not 10 cleansed? And where are the 9? I say to you today, my friend, that we need to ask God to help us, lest we be guilty of being possessors without praise. We have so much, and yet we take so much for granted. And I have suggested to you a few of the ways that we take them for granted. We're long on request. We're so adept at saying, "Give me this, give me that." I heard a fellow preach on the prodigal son, and he said, the number one problem of the prodigal son was, in the first place, he had the gimmies. And he said to his daddy, "Give me this, give me that." And we live in a world and a society, and to a certain extent, even national policies are often influenced by the politician who can somehow guarantee the request, "What are you going to give me if you get my vote?" We're so skilled at saying, "Give me, give me, give me." But when God and country and college and mom and dad and others are so good to us, we are seemingly so incapable, or we fail to cultivate the disposition of saying thank you. We need to hear Paul. The Apostle Paul said, "Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God." Very quickly, I would suggest to you that there are three or four hindrances to gratitude. There are some reasons why we are prone to be among the 9 rather than the 1 who return. Number one, I suggest that there is the problem of self-sufficiency. We are overcome with the feeling so many times of our own adequacy and our own importance. But I remind you, the Bible says, every good and perfect gift comes down from God above. He is the giver. He is the supplier. The spirit of self-sufficiency is a dead-end street. It ends in futility. as long as Israel recognized divine sufficiency, she had all that she needed. She had light by day and a fire by night. But when Israel leaned on her own adequacies, she became fat and self-confident. She broke God's law and she incurred God's wrath. And I say today that righteousness exalteth a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. Self-sufficiency is a hindrance. We need a new awareness of our limitations and the boundless adequacy of God. Paul said, "Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end." Oh, I challenge you today, let him that thinketh he standeth take heed, lest he fall. Our human possessions must always be subject to proper stewardship and a proper placement of priorities. We must be constantly aware that he is the source of all things. I would say to you that a poor vision limits praise and gratitude. I know that life has its disappointments. The entire horizon of the mind can be overwhelmed until all that ever comes into view seem to be negative scenes of frustration and despair, and depression takes over. And you can develop a pessimistic attitude toward life until you'll almost be like the fellow who was so pessimistic that he could hardly wait for tomorrow to get here so he could look back to yesterday with regret. I challenge you today to avoid a disposition of pessimism and negativism, but ask God to help you to respond to the challenge to climb and to develop a clear vision of what it is to be His and to be His alone. But a poor vision limits our capacity for praise. I would also say to you that a poor memory limits gratitude. Again, a reference to Israel. Israel had a poor memory. And even in our lives, we are so prone to remember the bad, and we have difficulty in recalling the good. Take, for example, Elijah. Perhaps the greatest of all miracle workers and miracle preachers. And he didn't even send out any oil cloths or dirt from the Holy Land or anything. Yet he was a mighty miracle-working preacher. But that man that had God even answer by fire on Mount Carmel became depressed. And he developed a strange illness of forgetfulness. And right after some of his greatest victories, he became overwhelmed with the sin of the people, particularly the sin of Jezebel. And the Bible says that he found himself out under a juniper tree of discouragement and despair. Oh, I challenge you today to ask God to develop your capacity for memory. Finally, I suggest to you that a hindrance to gratitude is timidity. Timidity of temperament prevents the expression of gratitude even when it exists. And I'm saying to you that we need to do everything in decency and in order, but we've enjoyed about all of the luxury of shyness and timidity that we can afford when it comes to offering gratitude and praise to our God. I challenge you today to ask God to help you when you think about your relationship with Him, when you think about your relationship with the church, when you think about your relationship with others, when you think about all of the blessings of this life, that you develop a capacity for bold expression and cultivate what may be your natural tendencies, and in everything give thanks. And make the month of November leading up to Thanksgiving Day a time of joyful noise unto the Lord.
Thank you for listening to the Holiness Today podcast. If you enjoyed this production and wish to hear more, visit holinesstoday.org/podcast or find us on Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts.